When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are video streaming on the Sartor Hamann Jewelers video stream. You can find us at 93.7 The Ticket, Facebook page, our YouTube page, and our Twitch page. And now, like I said, would be a pretty good time because there is a video component to radio. Video is radio. Radio is video. Everything is everything. Yesterday, as we normally do, we trekked out to West O Street, Price Ride Auto, and we took a test drive with our friends out there, me and Mike Schaefer. What did we hop in this week? Here it is. Another week of out here at Price Ride Auto, Happer's Hot Wheels, I suppose we should call it. Connor Happer, Mike Schaefer, AJ.
Yep, he's back.
From Price Ride. Yes, Mike Schaefer is
banished
here.
For a week. I was not allowed to ride in the van.
Well, you missed quite the show.
Made too many insulting comments to AJ, and he just wouldn't let me on the lot.
Yep. We often, after the transit van, and they just thinking I left.
We often talk about the unusual vehicles. This one, not so much the case.
Yeah. No, we've done quite a few comedic videos of different things that we carry on the lot. And I was like, you know what? I got this in last week. Let's do something a little back to normal. So we have a 13 Toyota 4Runner Limited, 79,000 miles. Super, super nice.
Slick.
4Runner. It's
looks
slick.
Sharp.
It
looks sharp.
Yes.
It's really sharp.
Great.
Comes with a camera?
Yep. We got another camera that is going to be facing the inside.
Excellent.
Leather, heated seats, holy sunroof. God. It's got new Michelin tires.
It's really sharp.
It's going to be a nice
ride. Yeah. You ride in style on this show. I always appreciate that.
And obviously, with it being a Toyota, it does run for quite a while. I mean, everybody has the thing with Toyotas that they just will carry on forever.
Forever.
Yep.
It's time to get in, Happer.
It's time to take a ride.
Oh, I can sit anywhere this time.
We'll see what's happening at Shoemaker's today.
Oh. I have a story about that.
Wait, so there's no bed in the back?
There's no bed. Oh, might have our house get over in that middle. That worked better. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, microphones are connected, so that's a good thing.
That is good.
I guess I didn't realize how high these sat up. It's a little higher than, like, your Jeep.
You could go home and not have to worry about them. And there is a huge following behind these and Tacomas. I mean, it's almost like a cult. I mean, Jeep Wranglers, they're all about the same. I mean, people just really, when you have one, I don't think you ever get rid of them. You know, you start with like a 97 and you go up to, you know, new. It's just crazy, the people that follow these things.
Why do those kind of followings develop around certain makes and models?
You know, I've always tried to figure that out and I've always thought about stuff like that. And I think with the Toyotas, it's just because of the reliability. I mean,
you know what you're
really
gonna get.
Yeah, you really don't have to do much. You just do oil changes and normal maintenance, and you'll take them over 300,000 miles. The Jeep thing, I'm not quite sure. I'm sorry if this offends anybody that watches this or listens to this, but I don't understand the Jeep thing. But I guess that's why they have that saying, it's a Jeep thing you wouldn't understand.
I definitely don't understand it.
They called you out immediately.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Maybe it's a wave. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
I want to be in on the Jeep wave.
Yep. I mean, I just don't know because I've driven the Jeep Wranglers and I'm not a fan. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
You can get a very, very similar, if not better, experience in something like this.
And yeah, and something that costs, about the same as a Wrangler is this. You know, like a newer Wrangler costs just as much as this, and I'd rather drive this than a Wrangler.
Right. This would be the equivalent kind of model, too.
Right.
And this is going to last longer.
Right.
Just exactly. On balance.
Yep. And
as someone who's gone through several Jeeps, I'm well aware. So,
are you a Jeep guy?
What's up?
You were a Jeep guy?
So, my dad's first ever new vehicle was a 1988 Jeep, which became my first vehicle in high school.
Ah.
That could not leave the county by the time I had graduated high school. It was not suitable for highway miles. So I bought a 98 Jeep, and that was my college car for a while. And then I bought my parents' 2003 Jeep after college.
Wow.
And so my first...
Oh, strong horn.
It's strong.
Just like Austin Allen, strong with the media.
The cop lives again. Let's roll this up.
Fantastic. Did last week's have a comp? I missed it.
We left it up to everybody because we weren't sure who to compare the camper van to.
That's right.
I was like, well,
why don't we just leave it up to the people?
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, I don't know if you really want to compare that van to a volleyball player.
Okay.
Because, you know, volleyball was going on and everything like that. It was kind of...
Then you're like, which volleyball player looks like she might live in a van someday?
It's not a place to
live. So, yeah, I mean, the camera's on this one. But, yeah, they do fold down. And then you'll get extra trunk space. Because, obviously, the trunk space is not great. This one does have a JBL stereo system, too. So that's
nice. Yeah, sharp. Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. Man, yeah, this is a...
See what AJ's experience is like.
Pretty fresh deal here, man.
Yep.
Climb into this thing.
Oh, is that rolled down?
Yeah. That is the lock, and I'm locked down. But this window will roll down.
Cool.
There's room. You can chill back here. You can road trip with this.
Oh, yeah.
As a larger man, I do not have a concern. The person in front of me could have maybe moved their seat up a little bit, but what can you do?
You're sitting up. There's some distance between you and the road. You're safe. Low mileage.
Reliable.
I mean, what more could you want?
That's ready to go.
What more
could
you want?
Also stylish.
Yes.
All right. That's going to wrap it up from here out at Price Ride Auto. AJ, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Everybody have a good holiday. Merry Christmas.
So there you go. The Toyota 4Runner Limited SUV. We keep forgetting to wish people Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays, but shout out to AJ for doing that. We appreciate them having us as they do weekly, and who knows, we'll be hopping in next week. All right, go visit them out on West O Street. That's Priced Right Auto. You can get a car just like that or anything else that you can imagine out there. We'll take a quick time out. All right, I gotta go. I got to get my seat. I have to stake out my seat for Red Panda. That's what I'm calling it. No, I also have to watch the announce the undefeated women's basketball team who plays in just a couple hours. So I got to get down to PBA. I'm going to hand it off to Tom and Bach. I'm entrusting them with an hour of radio that I would have done nothing productive in myself. So thank you to them for stepping in. We'll come back. And they will have the reins next.
You're listening to Happer and Schaefer on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.